Joe, tell me if this one feels any different than the others. I mean, they just come one after the other. Do they have a different feel to them? Does this one have a different feel to it?
I guess it doesn't have a different feel. It's always a good feel. Just because it's not different doesn't mean it doesn't feel good. I think it's a nice reward after a season of good work. So it definitely always feels good to be recognized for the hard work that you do during the season, you know, even if you're on a team that's not making the playoffs.
Joe, how about you being joined by Phil Dawson? I know we talked earlier this afternoon about his prospects for making it. What does it mean to you to be able to go out there with Phil, who's been here since 1999 and really been the model of consistency?
Yeah, I'm really excited that Phil's getting an opportunity to come with me, because I think he's a guy that's been deserving multiple times, and to finally get his recognition in year 15 or whatever it is for him, it really is awesome, because he's played as well as any kicker in the league for a number of years, and I think this is kind of the fruits of a lot of years of hard work for him.
Hey, Joe, could you talk about some of the elite company that you're in? You know, you and Jim Brown are the only ones to make it in your first 6 years, and then all the guys that have made it in their first 6 years, so many of them make it to the Hall of Fame.
Well, it's pretty humbling just to be kind of mentioned in the same group with some of those other names that you hear. I mean, guys from multiple different generations, and all of them, or many of them, made the Hall of Fame, and certainly lots and lots of them had phenomenal careers and are guys that would be recognized all over the world, whether you're not a football fan or not. So to be part of that group is pretty special, and it's pretty humbling just to think about it and just to sit back and look at some of those names.
Hey, Joe, what kind of challenges were there for you this year because you had to deal with the change of left guard? How much pride do you take in being able to play at a high level when there's obviously some inconsistency going on there because of Pinkston's situation?
Well, the last couple years is something that I really haven't experienced, in being that I had to play next to a couple different left guards in my first 4 years playing next to Eric pretty consistently. It was really nice. I mean, it's a lot easier to gain cohesion and kind of get used to the guy you're playing next to, and it kind of helps raise your level. But certainly I think having a couple different guys in there the last couple years has been a unique challenge at times. I think it's also been good because it's helped me grow. I think just having somebody different next to you kind of challenges you in different ways, and I think it makes you a better player. So it was a little bit challenging, but I think both those guys that have been in there have done a really good job.